Hey, everybody. How y'all doing? Happy Hump Day Wednesday. I'm Maggie Dawn. You are listening to The Maggie Dawn Show here on the Civic Media Radio Network. Join us this last half hour, 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. And be sure to take Civic Media everywhere you go by downloading the Civic Media app. It is free. You can get it wherever you like to get your apps from. For your Android device or your iPhone, whatever it may be, and give it away free to all your friends and family members for the holidays. Give them a little forward, happy holidays. Here's a good place to get real news and great conversation every single day. I came across an article discussing the treatment of women on X, and I had a bit of a tete-a-tete yesterday, not during my show, but I stuck around with Dom Salvia, who's got the great show that follows mine every Monday through Friday from 4 to 6. A guy called up because we were talking about the sexual assault allegations and police reports and cases that have been filed against a number of the people that Donald Trump has appointed to these really high-level cabinet positions. And the first thing I wanted to just point out is because the caller was really angry, like, these people haven't been convicted of any crimes and you're maligning them and these are just accusations and there's no eyewitness testimony. They were all also ticked because they said Donald Trump was civilly convicted when I should have said Donald Trump was held civilly liable for sexual assault or rape. And I needed to make this point, but the caller's vitriol and sort of anger at me in particular, and he kept calling me basically a dummy and you don't know anything about the law. It was really personal. It was quite an attack. And there were two things that I wanted to point out about that. And the first one was, we're not talking about taking away the liberty of these people, right? We're not talking about incarcerating them. We're talking about, do they get even more privileges, even more power? Do they get, in effect, a promotion and power over some of the most well-funded and powerful agencies in the world, right? And so there's a reason that the standard or the burden of proof in criminal cases is beyond a reasonable doubt. And that's because you're taking things, you're taking someone's liberty away. You're locking them up. That same standard of proof does not and should not apply when we're talking about whether or not somebody gets conferred an enormous benefit, fame, fortune, and power. Of course, we needn't prove these things beyond a reasonable doubt. In fact, I would argue that both for Supreme Court appointments under Article 3, which are lifetime appointments and decide the rights and privileges of fellow citizens, both in those instances and for these highest level cabinet picks, that we should actually employ the lowest burden of proof and the highest standard of character and conduct that we could ever envision. And the reason is that in the case of Article 3 federal court judges, they sit for a lifetime and they decide the rights and privileges of all of us. And so it is appropriate that people that enjoy that sort of power for the rest of their lives should be held to the absolute highest standards of competency, character, and conduct, higher perhaps even than the president, him or herself. And when it comes to cabinet-level departments, executive branch agency departments in our federal government, like education, like the Secretary of Defense, like the Attorney General, like the head of the FBI, that will have the ability to control the quality of life, whether or not certain people's privacy is invaded. Again, here too, when you wield power at this level, when you can control Americans' lives based on your decision, again, I will just humbly suggest and offer to each of you that we should have the lowest standard of proof and the highest standards imaginable of competency, character, and conduct. And that should apply whether it is Democrats or Republicans that are president. I think that should be a standard that we all should agree on going forward. Maybe we need to enact some laws about this. And maybe we need to apply them equally to all nominees, to all candidates, and certainly to all Article III federal judicial appointments. Now, this standard of conduct, of course, would have eliminated a man like Donald Trump from being president. It probably would also eliminate a guy like Bill Clinton from being president. And that's okay. That's okay. So this is not a standard that I want to waver or change depending on who sits in the Oval Office or who the nominee is. And it's a standard that, frankly, I would not want myself or my entire life to be subject to. And that's okay. It is okay to demand absolutely extraordinary character, competence, and past conduct from people in these highest offices. It's not just okay. It should be what we aim for. And if we agree that this should be what we aim for, that this should be the standard, regardless of who the nominees are or who the president might be, then we can maybe move past the whataboutism and the constant calls of hypocrisy that we level at one another seemingly all day long. But the guy's anger yesterday, specifically directed at me, it was less at Dominic, whose show it was, but it was very much at me. Now, Dom and Jess P.S. ably retorted that caller for a goodly amount of time yesterday. But it reminded me of the fact that studies that have tracked conduct on the X platform, what used to be called Twitter, have found absolutely indisputable evidence that women are basically being harassed and trolled at exploding rates on the Twitter platform. And just late last month, perhaps a really perfect distilled example of this occurred. A woman posted a photo of herself holding her PhD thesis. This was on X, the platform formerly known as Twitter, along with the announcement that she had just successfully defended her PhD dissertation, which is a huge deal. There are a lot of people who have completed all their coursework for a PhD, but it's everything but dissertation, the EBD. They haven't got the dissertation done. And she just said this: thrilled to say I passed via my Viva with no corrections, and I am officially PhD done. And the right and the bros freaked out. This woman is why everything is falling apart, began one poster. This is why there is the degradation of Western civilization. Of course, the implication that women getting an education or attaining the highest level of educational attainment somehow degrades civilization, a spurious proposition at best. They went on, quote, she got a PhD for this, and from the looks of her, she probably believes that this entitles her to an extremely high status lifestyle. Remember this when they tell you that women are, quote, beating men at getting an education. Crow's feet and no children, said another poster. You literally have lived in the most advantaged time in all of human history for women, and after 40 years have literally nothing of any real value to show for it, and your bloodline will end with you due to your need to stick it to the evil man by getting an education. This is so bizarre to me. Why is my advocacy of high standards of character, conduct, and competence for presidential appointees, my opposition to people credibly accused for sexual assault, or my attainment of postgraduate degrees, why is that threatening to men? Can somebody explain that? Oh, wait, we do have someone on the line, but I'm not going to ask him. CJ, I'm sorry, I'm not taking your call today, my friend. I do not fundamentally understand, other than the most Cro-Magnon retrograde justifications imaginable, why saying people credibly accused of sexual assault probably shouldn't be Supreme Court justices or run the Defense Department. like, why is that so enraging to men? Why were men so ticked off by this completely anodyne post by this woman who got a PhD? Why is it necessary for you to freak out? Is the male ego seriously this fragile? And if it is, I have a question for you, because it seems to me that Donald Trump has been Mr. Tough Guy for so, so long, right? Like, yep, we're fighting for men and the heteronormative cisgendered patriarchy, and that's good, and it's the fabric of Western society. If you all are so gosh darn tough, then why don't you just shut up about it? Like, why the constant screaming and whining and shouting down of women? Why degrade women, right? Like, I don't understand. If you're so much better, if you're so tough, it just doesn't follow logically why you find it necessary to troll women on freaking X. Call me up on the phone and troll me. At least the guy yesterday had the cojones to do that. I'll give him credit for that. You know, all of this at the end is about power. And the last time I checked, the United States still hasn't elected a woman president. You look at Fortune 50 companies, very few female CEOs. Like, guys, you still hold the purse strings and the majority of the reins of power. Like, women aren't replacing you. Black and brown folk aren't replacing you. Chill the frick out. I just don't understand the freaking out on a very basic level. Because when you whine about stuff like this, I think it just goes to show how weak you are, how fragile your ego is, how unprepared to have an argument on the merits you are. Because if you want to join issue, great, let's join issue and have the fight. You want to talk about which president got more done for the middle class and working people? Great, let's have that discussion. You want to say Democrats haven't done enough? I agree. But guess what they haven't done? They don't propose things like tax cuts for billionaires and corporate welfare. Those aren't democratic principles. Meaning, capital D, democratic principles, meaning of the party. That's not what we run on. So It's just been an incredibly sad and kind of pathetic time when I see what I'm just going to call like the broverse going after women in this way. Like, quit making it about gender, right? Like, if you don't want to make it about gender, stop making it about gender and let's actually have the arguments. But that seems to be beyond the pale. I often find it ironic that CJ can't argue with me about the thing that I want to argue about. Why do you want to change the topic all the time? And here's the most interesting thing about the phenomena that we're seeing on X. Remember when Elon Musk bought X? It was like, I'm going to return free speech to this platform. But he's done the exact opposite of that. We know that he's rewritten and directed people at X to rewrite the algorithms to promote particular content. That's not free speech. That's not letting the marketplace of ideas filter out what are the best ideas or the most interesting ones. You're manipulating that. We know that he's rewritten or directed others to rewrite the algorithms to suppress left-leaning content and elevate the broverse. That ain't free speech, that's manipulated speech. Oh, and by the way, just so you ladies know out there, and gentlemen as well, X recently changed its blocking function so that blocked users can still see the posts of the person that blocked them, which makes it easier for stalkers and harassers to keep tabs on women and others. We're going to come back. We're going to talk about accountability in government, what it means, and how we do it. On the Maggie Dawn Show, your calls and texts are welcome. 855-75-CIVIC, 855-752-4842. Keep it locked.